Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that's in question form. We ask that question once again for your dialogue and discussion on it. Are the enemies within? We're looking at the implosion of the morals and ethics and values in our nation today. And the question is, are the enemies within? And we're talking about the president administration that's foreclosing any possibility and potentiality of morals and ethics and values being viewed as beneficial and to be embraced by our nation today. We have left God, and as a result of that, we're finding we're reaping the whirlwind. In fact, in the scripture, it says we sow to the wind, we're going to reap the whirlwind. The scripture says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall also the man reap. And we're reaping the response, ladies and gentlemen, the results of what we've done for all of these years and abandoning God, abandoning the Bible, banning God, removing God from the classrooms. We have our classrooms today that's inundated with immoral, ungodly, unethical teaching. And even when the laws are passed that will make it illegal for schools and the teachers to do that, we have even Duval County with Dr. Green, the superintendent of education, superintendent of the schools in our city, that Dr. Green is basically has her mind made up that she's going to circumvent and not going to adhere to House Bill 1557, which is now law signed by Governor DeSantis, that says it's illegal for a teacher or a school to teach the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, or to teach the critical race theory in the classroom. And yet we have that in Duval County, as we find in several other counties in the state of Florida, basically thumbing the nose at the new law that says that you can't do that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding not just in America, but I want to give you a little broad brush smear as to what is taking place on a global basis that's bringing about, I believe, the sudden seizure of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, called the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God, eschatologically speaking. When we look at the prophetic eschatological text, we find that the next thing is the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, that rapture is the sudden seizure, the snatching the church out of this old world. Once that takes place, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, steps on the scene. He rules and reigns with an iron fist, and everyone must have the identification mark of the Antichrist, or you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, eat, travel, have a home, or anything of the nature of survival. I believe we're on the fast track for watching that take place today. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that being blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, I won't be here when all of the major final days of calamity takes place, because I will have been taken out by the rapture of the church. Yes, the rapture of the church comes before the tribulation. After the 7 years of the tribulation, the Lord Jesus Christ returns. He sets up his kingdom and rules and reigns for 1,000 years, what's called the millennial reign, where Satan is bound in the bottomless pit, and Satan cannot move and have any control because he is bound. And when he's bound, it doesn't mean that he has a little control. It means he has no control because he is bound by Holy God. But those are the eschatological, chronological events that's going to take place. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, some of this on a global basis. I was just stating before our news break that Iran, because of what Joe Biden did with the Biden and the Obama administration, with putting Iran on the fast track for getting a nuclear weapon. They've now been wrestling, trying to get back into the JEPD, I believe it was called, agreement. Iran has wrestled against and wriggled out of that, but Iran now is in a position that they have developed enough nuclear material to be able to make a weapon. And when that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to watch the sudden closure of these questions about what happens in the future. When you study Ezekiel 38 and 39, excuse me, you find that Russia leads a five-nation coalition, including Germany and Iran, excuse me, Germany and Iran, into a major, major, major battle that's coming against Israel, but escalates on a global basis. I believe we're watching the start of that take place. Why do I say that? Because today, ladies and gentlemen, Russia has control of Europe via the oil and the gas. In fact, Russia just said, I believe it was about a week ago, they were shutting off any oil being transported by pipeline to Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, Germany will grovel at the feet of Russia, Russia's Putin, in order to have that oil material provided for them. I believe we're watching the stage being set for the control by Russia, with the five allied nations joining with Russia, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, coming against Israel and going into a global battle. I call it, we're watching the start of the Third World War is what we're taking place. Yet we continue to see the aggression and the war against Ukraine, which is what we're watching on a global basis, again, a part of that starting of the Third World War. But ladies and gentlemen, right now Russia holds three Americans as hostages, as prisoners, and they're saying that those prisoners do not fall under the Geneva Agreement, and so therefore they can handle them, do with them as they please, even try them, call them treasonous, and try them and put them to death if they choose to do so. And the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm watching on a global basis that fits into the realm of what God is doing in the last days is the fact that Israel, for the fifth time, hear me, for the fifth time in 4 years, Israel's government has collapsed. Israel's government, they've got five parties. We've got two parties, the Socialist Marxist Democrats and the Rhino Republican Party. And even with two parties, it's hard to come to an agreement and get things accomplished in America. But can you imagine with five different parties in Israel? I'm looking at an article that says Israel to dissolve its government. Prime Minister confirmed. Israel's Prime Minister Bennett and Israel's Foreign Minister agreed to submit a bill of dissolvement to Parliament, according to the announcement Monday, coming weeks ahead of the President Joe Biden's visit. Listen, coming weeks ahead of the President Joe Biden's visit to the country, Bennett will step aside and be replaced by the Foreign Minister, which is his partner in the unlikely coalition of opposites that ended former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's record of 12-year rule about a year ago. According to the statement from his office, the act will trigger the fifth election in Israel in 4 years. Quote, we did everything we could to maintain this government. He goes further in talking about the time's expiring. Therefore, we decided to go for an election in order to prevent that from happening. It is the collapse of the government, as some nations and other countries call it, the falling down of the government. And we see that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. And Joe Biden wants to divide Jerusalem and have two Jerusalems. And Joe Biden is against the support of Israel by American tax dollars. Joe Biden is against Israel in theory and in actual practice. And with all of that taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with Israel now imploding with no firm government, while Biden works behind the scenes to undermine Israel's conservatives, China has just launched its second largest, fastest, most advanced military ships in the world. And it's therefore threatens America. In fact, China now is threatening America. If we say anything or do anything to try to protect Taiwan, that China will view it as an aggression from America and will respond accordingly. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to paint the picture of not just America with the enemy within. I'm trying to let us understand the enemy, that is, the demonic control, is on a global basis, and we're on the fast track of bringing to fruition what God has already said in God's Word that shall take place in the last days. God's Word says perilous times, that's dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult days shall come. And we're watching that on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please. I believe Lily's on the line. Go ahead, Lily. Hello? Lily, are you on the line?
Yes, Han, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Good, good. Yes, we're in full agreement with what you're saying, that we are where we are and that the church has been silent. I see the two major organizations that is involved in the destruction or the bringing down of this great country, the media and the church. The media is actively has been actively promoting the downfall of America. They have been involved. They have become a part of the left or the socialist agenda, and they have been actively, without any sense of shame or embarrassment, they have put themselves in such a place. They have been turning a blind eye on lawlessness and violence, and the disregard of the Constitution. They have been ignoring everything completely, and falling in with whatever is going on in Congress. And then the church has played its part by being silent. So the media has been actively, and the church is passive. The church has been silent when it should be speaking up. It has. There was a time not too long ago when the church had a voice and the church could speak up, and that is no longer so. The church has told. Well, just thinking of what the Lord say, that salt. Yeah, we are the salt. And the salt is has been such an important ingredient, but when it has lost its flavor, then it's good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. So we, the believers, we are supposed to be the salt, the church, the so-called church, we have to say, because we know that that the gates of hell would not be able to prevail against the church. So we have to just give God thanks and realize that whatever is going on now, the powers of darkness, the forces of hell, and things have reached a sad, where, as you have been saying, is it gone too far, locked in, or past the line of no return? Is it? But I still believe that if we would, repentance is always the key to God's heart.
Absolutely.
Repent and cry out to him. And,
even though it is dark, it is gloriously dark because, as you said just a moment ago, Lily, God always looks for repentance. You can look at what God did throughout the Carters of history with Israel. When Israel would turn their back on God, mock at God, kill the prophets, refuse to listen to God, God would take them into bondage. They would cry out in repentance. God would restore them. And we're watching the potentiality of that today in America. So, Lily, thank you so much for your call, for your input. It's always a blessing to have your words as an input to the broadcast. Thank you so much. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Number one, thank you. I thank you that you're on the air. God bless you.
Thank you.
Happy belated Father's Day. But the young lady that was speaking, she's right. Because really, this administration have to get out of office. They have to. If not, America's going down the drain.
Yes. I agree with you. Absolutely. And what it calls for every Christian, for yourself, for me and others, is to pray and to seek God's face. As 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, when he does turn from our wicked ways, seek God's face, confess our sins, ask God to heal our land, and God will hear from heaven and heal our land. But it means that we that claim to be saved, salt of the earth, the light of the world, as Jesus called us, if we would be the true salt and the true light as he's called us to be, I believe we could see God intervene. And it's going to take God's intervention at this point, in my opinion, to turn America around. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call and your input. You're on target, on spot with what you're saying. And I pray that our listeners are tuned in today, understanding what we see taking place and what's needed to reverse the order. Thank you so much. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, at the beginning of the broadcast, you asked a question about have we let the enemy in? And I would say with a resounding yes, we have. That when we elected the Democrat liberal Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1932 with all his right. giveaway programs. Mm-hmm. And so the government took over, vote for us, we'll give you whatever you want. Then the church accepted the prosperity gospel. And that's pretty well between those two programs, we've pretty well made ourselves wanton. And I just look at it and I'm appalled. You know, Vladimir Lenin said that a capitalist would sell you the rope to hang himself. And I got a question to ask you. Was he talking about Joe Biden when he said that there'd be a Joe Biden come along? Because when Russia can't make an outhouse. They couldn't make an outhouse and sell it on the open market. They can't make cars, but they do have a huge amount of oil and gas, and that brings in their revenue. So the only thing they can really do is pump oil and make weapons. That's their economy. But they were really struggling under Trump because the price of oil was so cheap, they didn't have any money coming in. But Biden, does he know what he's done? He's not only emboldened them, but he's financing that war with the Ukraine because now oil is, what, $120 a barrel? So they're awash in cash. They got plenty of cash to fight a war with. I'm just wondering, I know, Dr. Youngblood, that I'm not preaching to the choir telling it to you, but does the average listener know these facts, and are they appalled by them?
Tom, you're on spot. What spot on with what you're saying, and I believe that what the general public, and I'm not saying the general public is ignorant. We have tons and tons of people that are very alert, very astute, very understanding of what is taking place in America. But I think it goes back to the fact that we are trying to ignore what is taking place with the mindset. I've said, for example, I'll use an illustration of the public school system. Most of the parents have the philosophy, put my child in a yellow school bus, let that yellow school bus take Junior off to school, bring him back, and everything's okay. Not going to worry about it. Don't care what the school teaches. Don't care what the school does. Just get Junior out of our hair for the 8 hours, 9 hours a day, and it's okay. Totally ignoring the potentiality of the brainwashing, the indoctrination that's taking place. What we're seeing today in general is the general public saying, just let me make a living, provide me with my needs are. I don't care whether it comes from God or government, and I'm going to ignore what is taking place. We've done that so long and silenced from the pulpit so long that we've allowed the nation to be inundated with demonic factions and the control of the Biden administration and the Build Back Better Marxist, socialist, communist agenda that we're watching before our eyes as the agenda comes to fruition. For example, right now in Washington, with the January the 6th commission taking place, it's all a diversionary tactic to try to say this is what took place and how bad it was. In fact, answer your question, I believe that Joe Biden is in fact what they called President Trump. They were accusing President Trump of being a Putin puppet, and I believe Joe Biden is a Putin puppet. I believe Joe Biden is a Xi, that is President Xi of China, a Xi puppet. I believe Joe Biden can do nothing that would be coming against China or against Russia, because Joe Biden is bought and paid for, controlled by Russia and Russian oligarchs and Xi out of China. Joe Biden could not do anything against them because he understands his days are numbered based on whether they want him to stay in office or not. Now, you can respond to that. I believe that we're watching with the January 6th commission taking place that it's a total diversion because Biden is saying one thing over here, and Nancy Pelosi and her committee of henchmen are trying to undermine and destroy the potentiality of a legal election in November of this year and of 2024, in my opinion.
Dr. Youngblood, do you believe that Xi and Putin have so much dirt on the Biden family that the Biden family can't say no? You're exactly right.
No question about it. I believe that 100%. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no, I don't believe the debauchery that Hunter did with children, and it's all on tape. And for it to come out, for Xi or Putin to let it out, remember, Putin was CIA. He was head of it, not CIA, I'm sorry, KGB. That they've got the dirt on top of dirt on top of. They got enough to topple that family overnight. But
well, Russia knows full well that the whole mantra about the Russiagate, where Trump was responsible for having a back channel for Russia, Trump was responsible for having bank accounts with Russian banks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was all a made-up, fabricated, total, demonstrably provable lie. And yet they're now with the January 6th committee trying to deflect from the truth that is coming out about the fact that Trump had no connection with Russia. The John Durham reports are trickling out. I don't understand that, but it's trickling out, showing that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the socialist Marxist Democrats were in total control of the full 100% fabrication of the Russiagate lie, and it was designed to destroy the Trump administration, of which it did. And they're trying not to cripple him so that he can't run in 2024 is exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the January 6th committee hearings or not, but it's all fabrication. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says the government watchdog says federal governments, the feds, manipulated the description of the Capitol riots. The federal agents manipulated the description of the January 6, 2021 protest at the U.S. Capitol in an apparent move to make them seem as though they were more threatening, according to the report from the government watchdog Judicial Watch and their findings. Judicial Watch said it has received government records about the situation, and the records include a draft version of the April 14, 2021 Justice Department press release announcing their decision to not prosecute Byrd for killing Babbitt in the Capitol. The authors replaced the word crowd with the word mob five times, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on to talk about how they've manipulated the information and the facts of it, and they're trying to, in fact, I've got article after article after article that validates the fact that the mob or the crowd, whatever you want to call it, around January the 6th, were totally infiltrated with some 20 different federal agencies in order to do exactly what they have done, is to try to make it look like the conservatives in America were trying to have an insurrection. What's your take on
it
that?
It was a hatchet job.
Hatchet job, absolutely.
Dr. Youngblood, I got one more question to ask you, and I referred to Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 32, and knowledgeable people back then, white Americans, were about 50-50 Democrat and Republican. So if you wanted to win an election, you had to get a majority. You had to win by 51%. There was two minority groups in America, the blacks and the Jews. And it was a joke among knowledgeable people that Franklin would tell Eleanor, you take the blacks, I'll take the Jews, and we'll stay in the White House as long as we choose. And he did for four terms. But I look at it now, and with the gas price that Biden's done, with the food going sky high, buying groceries now is like buying a house or a car. And the group that's getting hit the worst is the blacks. I have black friends and I have Jewish friends. And I try to talk to them about what's going on, and they're incensed. Would you say this group that's taking America down, they're very smart because they've got both of those groups totally, totally going their way? Would you agree with that or explain that?
Well, I would in a bifurcating fashion, because more and more, in fact, right now in America, the Hispanics in their understanding of what's taking place, more and more of the Hispanics are coming on the side of the conservative Republican Party than they were even in the Biden-Obama administration. We're finding today more and more in the black culture saying, we are no longer going to be kept on the plantation. We are going to be self-thinkers. We're going to make the decision of what we believe is right based on what God says, based on what is morally, ethically, biblically correct for our nation. So I think we're watching a major, major tectonic change in America today in the culture, because one time that was absolute. But today, I believe we're seeing the enlightenment of what is taking place and a major tectonic change and shift in that voting block out there. Tom, your input is always treasured. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe we need to look at a little more carefully as to what is taking place. We need to ask the question, why is it that we're finding the enemy within and nothing seemingly possible to be done? It was the pastor that was held prisoner in Turkey, Pastor Andrew Brunson, that says, I wasn't ready for persecution. And ladies and gentlemen, he goes on to talk about the American pastor who was falsely charged in the Turkish regime of terrorism and espionage, gave a frank account of his ordeal in an interview. He says, in the midst of my weakness and brokenness, I had to learn to stand. And he goes on to talk about the need for American Christians to be able to stand today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. If the American Christian is going to win the battle, if we're going to see victory and light at the end of the tunnel, we need to stand. But the statistical data shows a very, very, very difficult picture for us to be faced with. It points out that the majority of the pastors in the pulpit today, majority of the preaching pastors, do not have a biblical worldview. Only 13% of the pastors that stand and open the Word of God and claim they're proclaiming the truth of the Word of God, only 13% have a biblical worldview. And the latest report is, with the Gallup report, that only 81% of Americans say that they believe in God and that they have a view that God is able and that God is real. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is out. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.